Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has launched counteroffensive actions in its Kursk region to dislodge Ukrainian forces who stormed across the border 5 weeks ago and put Russian territory under foreign occupation for the first time since World War II. Zelensky's comments in Kyiv on Thursday came shortly after Russia's defense ministry said Moscow's forces had recaptured 10 settlements in Kursk and listed their names. A UN report on Thursday said Gaza's economy has shrunk to less than a sixth of its size when the Israel-Hamas war began nearly a year ago, while unemployment in the occupied West Bank has nearly tripled. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
Pedro Manuel Moreno is the Deputy Secretary General for the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, which authored the report.
Gaza's GDP has dropped by an alarming 81% in the last quarter of 2023 alone. This has led to a 22% contraction in GDP for the entire year.
Declining international aid and revenue deductions and withholdings by Israel are also adding to the strain on the Palestinians, the report said.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, addressed supporters at a rally in the swing state of North Carolina on Thursday, 2 days after a debate between her and Republican nominee Donald Trump.
I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
The former president said earlier on Thursday in a social media post that he would not do another debate before the November 5th election. This is VOA News. A U.S. Marine Corps general who commands forces in Africa says stability and support programs for Somalia are in the works as the country prepares for the withdrawal of African Union troops in December. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariam Ajala reports.
U.S. Marine Corps General Michael Langley, head of U.S. Africa Command, said that after meeting with Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud and his top military general, Major General Ibrahim Sheikh Muhyiddin Addo, this past weekend, he's confident the country can manage its own security after the December withdrawal of the African Union Transitional Mission in Somalia, known as ATMIS. Langley's remarks Thursday came 2.5 years after the multidimensional mission was authorized by the UN Security Council, in part to help stabilize the country following years of insurgency by the militant group Al-Shabaab. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention has recorded more than 100 Mpox-related deaths this week, a toll the agency's director general described as not acceptable. He said 107 new deaths and 3,160 new cases had been recorded in the past week, just a week after a continental response plan was launched by Africa's CDC and the World Health Organization. He said there was a need for increased testing and support, adding the continent, quote, cannot rely on only confirmed cases for decision-making and response. The UN's Food and Agricultural Organization launched a seed distribution campaign on Wednesday in Sudan's Red Sea state. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
The initiative aims to help residents in Tobin and Chata villages to combat food insecurity caused by the ongoing conflict and the effects of climate change. The FAO's regional office for the Near East and North Africa will target farmers, fishermen and shepherds in different localities of the Red Sea state. More than 16 months of war between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces have inflicted massive damage on infrastructure. It has forced more than 10 million people from their homes and left half the population facing crisis levels of hunger.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Senegal's president Bassirou Diomaye Faye has dissolved the opposition-dominated parliament, paving the way for a snap legislative election 6 months after he was voted in on anti-establishment platforms. The new election has to take place within the next 90 days, according to the country's constitution. Analysts say Faye's political party has a high chance of securing a majority, given his popularity and his victory margin in the presidential election. I'm Joe Ramsey.